How we doing?
Bill, when you heard that Brock was going to stay here instead of go to the White House, what did you think about that?
It's, you know, obviously a decision that he made. And, you know, it's a voluntary camp, John, you know. So those decisions are up to the players. So I didn't really have a thought one way or the other. I just know that, you know, the approach that we take during this period of time when it's voluntary is, you know, we're ready to coach the guys that are here. You know what I mean? We don't try to lose any sleep over somebody that won't be here because it's voluntary. So that's the way we approach it with any player.
With J.J. being back, looked like he was back to his old ways. Just what did you think of him?
Yeah, I mean, we're in no pads in the middle of – yeah. I mean, I'm not sure he's back to his old ways when we're not in full pads yet. So, no, it was good to have him back out there just like everybody else. And, yeah, everybody's working hard. It was good. It was a good competitive spirited day. Yeah, no, we have a strong staff, Aaron. You know, and other people probably look at our staff and they're, you know, look at these coaches and, you know, sometimes they want them on their staff. You know, but you know, we do the best we can to keep our staff together. I think continuity with the staff is important. I know that we did make some changes this year, but overall, the staff has been. You know, a continuous staff. You know, he's been here, John Butler, Rack, you know, those guys all working together, Anthony Midget. So I think, you know, we have a strong staff. It's something that, we enjoy working with each other, and it's a good staff.
I know it's super early still, but how are you seeing the relationship between Brock and DeAndre progress?
Good, Tanya. I mean, you know, it is early. It's tough. You know, you just don't have a lot of time with these guys. You know, it's the same rule for every, 31 other teams. But they're going to, and they've already done this. You know, they have to work on their own, not just Hop and Brock, but the other receivers, the other tight ends, running backs. They all have to figure out a way to do things on their own, you know, especially during that break where, you know, after next week when we're done and we have like 5 weeks before training camp, you know, that's a big period of time. But I've seen a lot of progress. These guys are working extremely hard, and I've definitely seen progress.
Can you see the benefits of them having done all those things that they're doing away from the facility, getting together and all that stuff?
Yeah, I definitely did because I think that there was some there were definitely – we were ahead communication-wise because I think when those receivers went out there, they talked to Brock about, you know, route names and signals and all kinds of different things. And so I think we were ahead, and so it was really good that they did that. Yep.
Could you talk about Savage, what he's done, how much better he is than the safest time last year?
Yeah, he's way ahead. He's way ahead of where he was. You know, I think he's got really good command out there. His process is a lot quicker. He just sometimes, you know, it takes a while. And it also, a guy like that just, you know, he needs an opportunity. You know, whenever that opportunity comes again for him, he's got to be ready for it. But I would say he's made a lot of strides during the offseason and in the 2 years that he's been here, heading into his third season. You know, I think he's made a lot of strides.
You're going to have a couple changes in the offensive line this year. Could you talk about having Devlin in his second year, how much more comfortable they should be knowing what he wants? And what is his kind of like his work's cut out deciding what to do up front?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, look, every year's a little bit different. It's great to have Mike Devlin back. He's a really, really good offensive line coach, one of the best I've been around. And that's saying a lot, John, because I've been around some great line coaches. And he's a really good teacher. You know, as far as the work cut out, you know, we all have work. We've got work to do on the overall roster, work at different positions, work on different personnel groups on offense. So that's just the nature of the business. You know, every year is a little bit different. You know, we want to come up with a consistent lineup on the offensive line, but we're a ways away from that. You know, we haven't even started training camp. You know, this time period is tough for linemen. That's what I meant when I was talking about JJ. You know, those guys are in no pads. This is more of a passing receivers, DBs, tight ends, backs, linebackers, passing camp. You know, you don't really make a lot of judgments on offensive and defensive line during this time of the year. That's really training camp. So, you know, yeah, we definitely have a lot of work to do there.
Much was said about the limited access that you had to Brock Osweiler before you brought him on. And since you've been working with him inside the facility and out on the field, what can you tell fans about your observations and just working with him and what you want them to know about Osweiler?
Yeah. First of all, on the limited access, you know, that's just the rules. You know, those are the rules. And so you have to find ways to research any free agent, whether it's a quarterback or any other position. I think that's been the way it's been for a while now. You know, so, you know, we did our due diligence on Brock, and thus far he's been exactly what we've expected. You know, he's come in here. He works extremely hard. He's a very, very bright guy. He's a really good communicator with his teammates. He's very hard on himself. He has a lot of great questions. Every day he comes in, he has a sheet filled with questions as to, you know, maybe something that he's looking ahead at, whether it's the red zone or 2 minute or something that he knows is coming on the horizon. How are we going to handle this? How are we going to handle that? He's a fun guy to be around, fun guy to coach, very competitive on the field. And so he's been exactly what we expected to this point. And, you know, look, we all know the nature of the deal. You know, we all have to go out and coach well and play well when the season starts. That's the key, and that's what we're building towards right now.
Last line from Quentin Nibbs in terms of now he's back for another year with you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were glad to get Quentin back. When we brought him in last year, he really made a big difference for us. You know, he made a lot of plays back there. He's a pro. He's a really good communicator. He understands our defense very well. He's one of the leaders back there, and he helps us on special teams. So it was good to get him back, and it'll be good to get him back in there competing in training camp.
Thank you.